Don't move, or you will feel my blade. What are you doing here, outsider? You trespass on sacred lands. Your voice, it is very deep. By Hera's scepter, you are a man. A man in our territory. It can't be. 50 years. It has been 50 years since the last man wandered into our village. 50 years of peace and solitude. And now this. How terrible. My sisters will be absolutely devastated. Male, you are coming with me. Are you hesitating? Don't lie to me. You were hesitating. You were going to run. Clearly, you can't be trusted. No, I'll have to tie you up and carry you back myself. Stop arguing, or I'll gag you too. This vine should do the trick. Turn around. I'm going to tie your hands behind your back. I need to make sure you can't get away. Stop moving. Yes, you were. You were squirming. Still trying to fight me. Arguing again. Oh, your tongue won't get you out of this, no matter how good it is. No, I'll just have to hold you down myself. Ah, there. Now try escaping with my body pressed up against you. My tight, athletic body. No, really, try. Continue squirming. Fine, I've just finished binding you. There. You look adorably helpless, male. If only you hadn't hesitated, I wouldn't have had to do this. Do not argue. Come. The queen will decide your fate. Queen Hippolyta, I found this trespasser on our lands. What an ugly woman. No. That's not a woman, that's...
A man?
Yes.
After all these years. Sister.
Yes, Queen.
Leave me. I wish to speak with our guest alone.
But, Your Majesty...
Go.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Finally, I thought she would never leave. I know why you're here, man. I know what you want. Do not interrupt me. Know your place. But then again, perhaps you do. Know your place. Know it. Like it. Perhaps That's why you're here at all. You expect me to believe that. One does not simply wander into our village. We are a lost place, lost to the outside world. Countless men have died in their quest to find us. Far better men than you. Do you really expect me to believe that you succeeded where they failed? Purely out of dumb luck. Either way, your fate is sealed. As is the fate of any man foolish enough to find themselves on our land. Have you not heard tale of what we Amazons do to men here? No. We would never seek to harm an innocent. You trespassed, yes, but without ill intention. And for that matter, it would be such a waste of a perfectly good male in his prime. Even like this, bound and helpless, I can see your potential. If you'd lose those pants, I could see it even better. We here are Amazon, daughters of Ares, warriors, sisters. We are a society of women, and women alone. No man could ever be our equal. And so, you are not treated as such. Instead, you are used for your talents. What? I don't care what instruments you play. That isn't what I'm talking about. In truth, you males have but one thing to offer us. I am queen of the Amazons. I kill my own spiders. Enough foolishness. What we desire from you, male, is between your legs. Finally, you understand your purpose here. Oh, but do not be distraught. There are much worse ways to spend your life than nestled between the strong thighs of an Amazonian woman, or a tribe of them. Here, let me untie you. You may try and flee. If you wish. But I promise, you won't get far. There are dozens of my sisters out there. Strong, dominant, powerful women, trained in the art of battle. They haven't seen a man in decades. Think of it. All of those unfulfilled desires, building, rising, the heat of that burning passion. You think you could escape? You think you would want to? That's what I thought. There. You aren't hurt, are you? Good. An injury might hinder your performance. Mm, You're much softer than we Amazons, aren't you? Soft hands, soft skin, soft muscles. But you can be hard, can't you? In the one place we need it most. I certainly hope so, if you wish to earn your keep. Now, until we can secure a more permanent residence for you here, you will be staying with me. Not in my chambers, of course. I am queen, and you are but a lowly man. But I will have a room made up for you. That's quite generous of me, don't you think? Don't you want to thank me? If you're going to use your mouth to give thanks, there are better ways to do it. With that in mind, you must be exhausted. You have been traveling for many days. Come, let me show you to your room. Here we are. Yes, I do not entertain many guests, so there is not much here. As I said, I will have the room prepared for you later. For now, though, you must bathe. Those clothes are absolutely filthy, and your skin is sticky with sweat. No, we do not have private baths here. Why would we? We are a society of sisters, bonded by blood and loyalty. We share everything here. Everything. And there is no shame in nudity. Do not worry. I will not ask you to remove your clothing just yet. First, we must travel to the bathhouse. I'm sure the women will not mind sharing you, outsider. Sharing with you, I mean. After that, I will return you to your room, so we may get better acquainted. I need to ensure the satisfaction of my sisters, so as queen, the duty of inspection falls upon my shoulders. Take heart, stranger. Life here as a male is not all bad. In fact, it can be very, very good. If you earn it. And I have faith that you will. Over and over again.